Hello, I'm Paul Predecker, and once again, I'm joined with my colleague, Stuck Mike.
I'm back again, and here we are at our daily visit with the Flying Musicians Association.
Yeah, Mike, we have John Vining with us from this group, and we've been privileged to have your colleagues with us for the past 3 days, and they brought in smaller instruments. You have a full keyboard here, which is interesting.
Yeah, well, we love EAA Radio. We love to come and share our music with you and talk about stuff.
Well, that's great. What other stuff besides your song and your radio would you like to talk to us about today?
You know, I've been coming to AirVenture for a while, and I found out how to volunteer, and I do a lot of volunteering, and that's been a big part of my relationship with EAA.
Where do you volunteer?
Mostly in the print and mail division with Randy Hallberg and the gang over there. They found out I can cut paper. Really. And there's a lot of paper cutting to do, and I don't know why my brain is organized, but I can look at a big sheet with a whole bunch of credential pieces on it, and I can figure out where to make the cuts, and it turns out real nice. So Randy likes me for that reason.
You know, in my day job, I do understand. I work for a printing equipment company, so you know it's not that obvious how to run a big power cutter. Good for you.
So John, I like that. It's very interesting. This is a little side because I'm proud of the fact that I've put parts in my airplane. I'm building one of these SD-1 mini sports, which is the other thing I do here, which is I brought a plane, which I'm now selling for the SD-1 company in the Czech Republic.
So you're a pilot?
So I'm a pilot.
Yeah.
And I've been flying ultralights here at the ultralight field, but now I brought this other plane. It's not done yet, but I'm getting some interest.
Well, and projects like that, they help keep your interest in aviation, and they're providing an opportunity for other people. That's a very cool thing.
Yeah. So this paper cutter has these Delrin anvils where the blade comes down.
Yep.
They wear out after a while.
Right.
So I took one of them.
They would make outstanding rivet buckers, wouldn't they?
They do that, but I used them as the rudder cable anchors for the rudder guides on my plane. So I've got four pieces of that Delrin where the cable runs through. It's a fairly slippery plastic.
That stuff. I know what you're talking about now. Yeah.
So that works cool. So, yeah, when I come to EAA, I usually wear several hats. And I have a ball here.
That's
absolutely
great.
Love it.
John, you have a keyboard with you?
I do.
You have a song?
Yes.
Perhaps you could take the next step for us, please.
This is called "That's How I Learned to Sing the Blues." People ask me when I sing the blues, how did I learn? What method did I use? Though I will tell you how, my friend, it's not the way I recommend. You find a love and treat her wrong, and then be sorry about it when she's gone. You beg her to return, and she'll refuse. That's how I learned to sing the blues. Now people pay to hear me sing my songs, the mournful melody of love gone wrong. And though the blues has brought me wealth, I find I can't sing nothing else. I lost a love I can't replace. With every line I sing, I see her face. And though it's not the way I choose, that's how I learned to sing the blues. And at night, when other lovers hold their true loves tight, I hold another, but it's just not right. It's only memories I crave. In the dawn, I reach to find you and forget you're gone. I long to hold you in the cold gray light, but only find these feelings that I use to sing the blues. My advice is, while you have the choice, is do some exercises with your voice. When you sing, cry every word. Flat the seventh and the third. You can sound as if you're sad. Don't be a fool and treat your good love bad. And though it's not the way I choose, that's how I learned to sing the blues. That's how I learned to sing the blues.
John Vining from the Flying Musician Association. John, that was great. You look like you have a good time doing that.
Oh, I love it. I had a life in music before I ever came to flying or anything else.
So, John, one of the things that you talked about earlier is that you're both a builder and an importer.
Yes.
Yeah, tease that out just a little bit. Are you building what you're importing as an example, or is the building project a little different?
It's a funny way the way we get to these things. I was a builder, and I was working with a company called Skycraft, and they were importing the kits. And for some reason, in aviation, they went out of business. They couldn't continue doing what they were doing, and I was trying to get parts for my kit. And I was one of two people in the U.S. at the time that were building this plane, the SD-1 Mini Sport.
So is that an EAB or an ELSA?
It's an EAB.
Okay.
And so I got a call from the receiver who was trying to sort this company out, and I was able to go out to Provo, Utah, and pick up parts, go through the warehouse, and get what I needed. But I couldn't get everything, and I ended up on the phone with Igor Spacek in Hodonin, the Czech Republic. And he said, I'd be glad to send you parts, John. Don't you worry. And so I began a relationship with this guy. And for one reason or another, he invited me to be the U.S. and Canadian dealer for his kits. And so I jumped into it. What the heck? Tim Bogenhagen at the office. I called him, of course, because he's a good friend. And
yeah,
Tim's
part of the EAA organization, yeah, who helps people who are home building. Yeah.
Yeah. And so I said, hey, this opportunity, and he said, go for it, great, you should do it. So I did, and so I started an LLC. Mm-hmm. We got a lot of acronyms around here.
Yeah, we do.
And I started an LLC, and so what I do is I act as a sales agent for Spacek SRO, SD Planes, and we now have 5 under construction in the U.S., which is exciting.
Yeah.
There's 150 or more flying in Europe, so it's a very popular little plane.
Yeah.
And I think we got 1 in Japan, 2 in Australia, 1 in New Zealand. So it's a neat kit, and a lot of people are excited about it.
So when you say you wear a lot of hats, I see your story now. You really are involved in a lot of things. We've got a few more days for AirVenture. What else will you be doing while you're here?
Well, I found out about 2 hours ago that I'm doing a forum on how to build the SD-1. I didn't know I was on the schedule for that, so I'm trying to go through my slides and get something ready.
Well, you would be the authority on that then, wouldn't you?
Yeah. I've figured out a lot of the ups and downs of it. So the plane I'm building is my plane. It's not a
right.
And we won't be building the planes for people. It's a strictly, I'm providing marketing for Igor, and I'm helping get the plane sold and handling the transactional side of it.
Right, and at the same time, you'll be building one of these for yourself.
Yes, yeah, yes. And so that plane's out and it's flying in Europe. We have an SD-2, which is coming out this fall. It's a 2-seater, mm-hmm, exciting plane. So, you know, that little company's growing, and I'm excited to be a part of it.
Do you have some opportunities to play while you're at EAA?
This evening, this is really why I'm here. This evening is the 4th annual Ultralight Music Jam.
Ah.
And you know the flying musicians used to hold court up at the Honda pavilions. It was kind of a quiet place at night because there aren't very many campers nearby. So when Tim came to me a few years ago, and he said, "Do you think we could do music down at the Ultralight Field? It's kind of a hopping place, busy. There's a lot of campers." I said, "Well, let's go. Let's do it. I'll call John Zapp and see if we can't get the flying musicians involved." Well, they loved it, and we've had, you know, up to 100, 150 people at our event, which is much more of an audience than we had at the Honda Pavilion. We just got more campers. So this is the 4th year we're doing it, And it's a lot of fun. Anybody who wants to sing, play an instrument, do anything, come on in, sign up. We start at 8. As soon as the ultralight field shuts down for the night, we're making music. We have a Flying Musicians house band. You just say what you're doing. If you don't know the key it's in, start singing. We will find you. So we have a lot of fun doing that. And a lot of interesting musicians here this year.
Well, John, it's been a pleasure to have you here with us in this segment. We've been with John Vining of the Flying Musicians Association of America. And Mike, how will you spend the next afternoon in the next few seconds here?
How am I going to spend the afternoon?
Yeah.
I'm going to enjoy the weather. I told you earlier it's gradually improving, and it's gotten to the point where I think it's going to be an outdoor afternoon, so that's where I'm headed.
Sounds good. Paul Prideker, Stuck Mike, EA Radio, Squawk 1200.